हैप्पी मोमेंट्स, पल पल की खुशियां। वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू। एंड टुडे इन वन ऑफ द स्पेशल एपिसोड वी हैव अ वेरी स्पेशल गेस्ट विद अस, डॉक्टर नील सैनी। डॉक्टर नील सैनी डिड मेडिसिन फ्रॉम इंडिया, देन ही मूव टू कैनेडा। डॉक्टर नील इज अ पीडियाट्रिशियन एंड वर्किंग इन कैलगरी इन कैनेडा। He runs his own practice as a pediatrician. Dr. Neel Saini, welcome to the Happy Moments, Pal Pal Ki Khushiyan.
Thank you, Dr. Sanjay, for having me. It is really a pleasure to meet with you and talk to you about the things that you are doing. It has been a long journey for me. I did my medicine in India, then I moved to Canada 25 years ago. And I had a little stopover in US where I did my training in pediatrics again, and I stayed there for 4 years, but then I finally settled in Canada. It has been a big transformation for us, for me, for my family, big cultural changes that we had to adapt, big difference in how the pediatrics is practiced in Canada. And the lack of family support, and you have to create your own family when you start and you move to a new country.
Absolutely, Dr. Neel, that you are very candid that yes, moving to another culture, altogether different from this part of the world, and setting up yourself own as well, then your profession as well. So, Dr. Neel, I would like to know that once you went 25 years ago, then what were the key challenges personally and professionally you faced? Today we see Dr. Neel Saini, an established doctor in Canada. Can you recall some of the old days?
So it was quite challenging. So I had very little money that time. Parents had to borrow and send me to US. And frankly speaking, they were under a lot of debts. So I had to rent an apartment. I kept my expenses low for first year. Frankly speaking, I had no furniture. I had just a fridge and that's it. And but my tenant, basically, he had pity on me. He gave me a mattress and a small TV. So I was very thankful to him. So I didn't have any car. So it has been a big change. So when I look back, I feel very good that where I stand now. And so professionally speaking, it was also quite challenging because I was not fluent in English. So to talk to patients and to even remember or understand their names was so challenging. And when I had to talk to somebody over the phone, it was disaster because I couldn't really read their lip movements, and it was very, very tough. But things got better gradually, as for anybody, when you try with intention. I mean, there was no other option for me. I had to. So I made a progress, and I adapted to their system and became successful.
Okay. As Dr. Neel, you mentioned that, yes, things were challenging in terms of financially as well, in terms of a culture as well. What kept you motivated that you moved on?
At that moment, I had to achieve what I, this is how I think I will give this credit to my parents. They made me this way.
Okay.
That once you choose something, you have to finish it. although I did not have any plan to settle in US or Canada, I just wanted to do some training, come back and establish my own practice here. But that never happened because I had other obligations. Once you become your family, there are other obligations. So I think that resiliency originated from my parents.
Okay. Dr. Neel, now I come to the main part. In today's world, which is full of technology, young generation, right from their, you can say, beginning, they have mobile phones in their hand. In today's era, what are the key health challenges you see in children?
So this modern era has given us so much advantages things that we had to do it over so many days, then we can do it with a click. We can pay our bills, we can do so many things. But it has brought many challenges, particularly for a developing brain in children. You know, when about 15, 20 years ago, when I would go into the clinic room where patient is waiting, because I'm a pediatrician, there are a lot of noise happening, children are giggling, jumping. But these days, when I enter the room, everybody is quiet because all children have their phone or some device, and even parents are busy in their clicking on the screen. So it's a different, when I look back, it's a very different world that we are living in. It has its downside. We see a sudden increase in children's vision problem. So myopia is increasing because they're constantly looking at the screen. Children have language delays. So early on, children, I have seen that they can sing a rhyme, but not say mom. So we are seeing a lot of children with language delays. And for older children, we are seeing depression, anxiety, cyberbullying, digital addiction to the point. So even the violence we have seen, when the parents take away their PS5, the teenagers cannot control their anger. So I think there's a lot of disadvantages, but beyond that, obesity. Children are just sitting on the front of the TV eating, and this creates a big risk of addiction when you eat in front of the screen. You get addicted to the food, addicted to the screen. Risk of diabetes. So there are hypertension. So all these things are byproduct of excessive digital exposure.
Oh, thank you, doctor. Doctor, what role parents or the elders in the family can play to make their life better? Any specific advice you give to the parents, mothers especially?
I think the important thing is not necessarily telling child what to do, but actually modeling it, doing yourself those things so that child has a model to follow. And that is one of the great mistakes that we as a parent do. And many times I do the same thing also, because we keep forgetting that children will not do what you ask them to do, but they will see what you are doing. So just establishing good eating habits, increase physical activity, depend more on one-on-one socialization rather than social networks on digital media. Those things are important.
Okay. And doctor, besides this, as a society, as a community, as an ecosystem, can we bring some more changes so that our future generation, today's children, are the future of tomorrow? So what steps as a holistic support can be given so that we have a healthy, happy children or youth of tomorrow?
That's a very interesting question. I don't think I have a clear answer to that, but it is definitely an important question our society faces today. So I think it is important that our modern advances and technology is utilized in a more specific way so that it we can reduce the problems generated. For example, the recommended screen time for children is 2 hours per day.
Okay.
So if we have a way to monitor that, we have a way to enforce that. That is like one little example that we can make a use of digital media better. I also think our traditional values are more important. Our one-on-one family time, spending more family time and having more respect for each other and seeing yourself as a part of society rather than having individual approach, which is more of a Western idea that when you tell a child, okay, let's do this, they'll say, okay, leave that to me, you talk about yourself, I'll let me do this. So that is more of individual support. I think our traditional values, our family values are important for our, survival of the society.
Absolutely, Doctor, that traditional values when you mention, talking to each other, respecting each other, do you think that we are drifting away from this today?
I think so. Although there are over the generation, like our parents thought that we are the ones drifting away from their core values. Maybe I am at their shoes now, and I think the future generation, younger generation, is drifting away. But I do see erosion of morality, erosion of our values. And there are some even studies that we can really quote and say, yes, there is a reason to believe that is happening.
Gee. Anil, as you mentioned that what our parents used to think and what we think, generation gap is something, a common, you can say, phenomenon or term we listen. Therefore, how can this generation gap be bridged? Can there be some steps by parents or even by some younger generation?
I think it is important that we, the thing is that I'll give you an example. If a child come to a parent, they say, okay, you know, this child bullied me in the school, or I am having problem in this with this teacher, there she's not nice to me. The parent will immediately react and they will tell you the solution. And that is where the problem comes. I think what we need to do is be there. And you don't have to solve their problem. And spend some time with each other. In that moment, you just are there. You are not necessarily preaching them, teaching them, or even parenting them. Just trying to understand each other's perspective is the key to reduce this generation gap.
Okay. So, Doctor, with your, can say, inputs, lot of things are coming to my mind. Another question is that nowadays, because of lifestyle change or this digitalization, it is a common thing that puberty comes earlier.
Yes.
And this definitely leads to many other challenges. Is there any specific reason, diet profile, or you can say our eating habits, and how can we prevent this?
We do not know why this age of puberty is getting lesser and lesser. For girls, it is 8 years that puberty normally starts. Several decades ago, it used to be 9 years. And for boys, it is 9 years of age. So we do not know why it is starting sooner and sooner. I think there are some presumptions that maybe it is related to our diet, maybe it is related to pollutants exposure. We are not sure, and I do not know there is a way to postpone it. Unless there is, if the puberty starts before 8 years of age, then that definitely is an abnormality. Then the endocrinologist will have some ways to stop it. They do have some medications to stop it. First of all, we need to know why it started, because it's a complex topic, and the diagnosis needs to be established, and then they treat it. But as general, people, if they do not have any disease, why it is getting sooner and sooner, we do not know.
Okay, this is an area which is still a question mark.
Yes.
Okay. And doctor, another question which comes to my mind. Today's children, especially teenagers and above, they talk of stress, pressure, anxiety. And even some children, because of this stress, start taking some extreme steps. Either we call it parental pressure or studies pressure. So what can be done to make them more happy?
Oh my God. I wish I could answer that question, but it is always in my mind. This question is always in my mind. I see so many teenagers, and when I talk to them, they say, I'm not happy. And the parents, when they hear, they are in tears. And one mom, she told me, you know, I get him everything he wants.
Right.
Whatever he says, I bring it. And then I'm thinking, maybe that is a problem. Maybe there is abundance is the problem. I do not know, but we have seen as the economically the society progresses, the rate of suicide goes up. We do not know why it is happening. I think there are many factors, and there are many new theories coming. For example, microbiome theory. It tells us that the microorganism in our intestine basically release neurochemicals in the vast network of intestine, and that causes changes in the mood and behavior of a child or even person, older person. So that is one theory, and because we don't eat healthy, it promotes the unhealthy bacteria to create those abnormal neurochemicals, and the person feels bad. And so they don't have any reason to feel bad, but they just feel bad. So that is one theory.
Right.
But there are other theories also. For example, excessive exposure to screen, addiction to video gaming. That also takes you on it, so it isolates you, from a real face-to-face, one-on-one social, emotional, to connect a person at the one-on-one level. I see kids who have like hundreds of their friends online, but when I ask them how many friends you talk to, you tell them your secret, little secrets, they have none. I ask them, what do you do in recess? Oh, I just walk around. So these are the kids who have so many friends online, but during recess, they don't have anyone to play with. So it's a very sad story. And these are really smart kids. They are really, I don't understand what is happening and why it is happening. There are many theories, but we do not know.
Oh, doctor, you are so candid to accept the reality. And this is something not very common. Doctor, now I move to one tough question. You studied from one of the most prestigious medical college of India. Then people like you decided to move to another part of the world. And frankly, it's a loss to India. Now, once you are there, settled there, in what way would you like to give back to our country, your country as well?
I think we should, because what we are today is from our education in India. And if I had to become a doctor in US, we would have spent like $500,000. And here, I still remember during my MBBS, our fees was like maybe a few thousand rupees. annually. So it is completely free of cost. And I think we deserve to pay back. And I think that is one of the reasons we contacted you to see what are the ways we can, and that's why we visited Gurukul. And that's something we are exploring to, I think we should pay back.
Oh, wonderful, Doctor. It's good to know that you studied here, you are settled there, but still your emotions, your sentiments remains that I want to give back. And Doctor, my last question to you, Doctor, what message you would like to give to the children and their parents so that they are happy, healthy, positive, and have the same sentiments of giving back like you?
I think it's important to spend time together and also be a role model for a child how to become resilient. So the way to become resilient is how you manage your stress. So if we are panicking at the moment of stress, the child will panic during the moment of stress. So, and stress is an essential part of our life. It will keep coming. So it's important to make the child resilient. Third thing I will say, allow the child to problem solve. Do not solve problem for them. Just be there for him to be able to solve the problem.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Neel Saini. In last minutes, you are like a book who has so much to give, modeling, resilience, demonstrate. Oh, Doctor, we would love to have people like professionals like you again and again. Thank you very, very much for being part of the happy moments and making our audience as well as me a very happy.
Thank you, Dr. Sanjay, for your kind words. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Doctor.